Good morning. I am Andy Gerstmeyer, and I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I was born and raised in Towson, Maryland. I attended Towson Elementary, Towson Town Junior, Towson High School, and 2 years at Towson State College. My father was born in Towson and my mother in Baltimore. They met at the Towson Methodist Church and attended there all their lives. My father was a member for 99 years as he was put on the cradle roll at 2 weeks old. My parents were married for 78 years, and I cannot remember ever hearing them argue. They were truly in love all their married years. I attended Sunday school at the Lutheran church that was 3 doors up from my parents' house. My mother sent me there. I do not remember her taking me. In fact, we seldom went to church as a family since my father owned a filling station in Towson and was only off on Tuesdays. He generally worked from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and so I would often go down the station to be with my dad and help out. I do remember many Easter sunrise services together with and an Easter basket hidden behind my dad's chair. During high school and 2 years of college, I went to Methodist Youth Fellowship at Grace Methodist Church with many of my high school friends and from the class of 63, my class, and the class of 64. It was here I met Carol, my first real love, and we went together off and on from 1964 to 1969. In late May of 1966, I took my final exams for my sophomore year and received a poor grade on my biology exam, a test I felt I was well prepared for. Therefore, I found myself in the lower half of my class and qualified for the draft. In July, I received a draft notice, went down to Fort Holabird, and I did extremely well on all the tests. The Army sergeants were elated and said I was qualified to be a warrant officer to fly helicopters. Well, I thought this was a bad idea, and I went to see the Navy recruiter. Long story short, I ended up as a Navy hospital corpsman and later an operating room technician. Just to let you know, the Marine Corps is part of the Navy, and the Navy supplies medical personnel to the Marines. In June of 1969, I received orders to Vietnam, 3rd Marine Division. I had 30 days leave and decided to visit Carol, who was living with her parents in Orlando, Florida. When I arrived at their house, they were planning a wedding for Carol and I. Being an easygoing guy, I was just swept along with the preparations: marriage license, blood test, clothing rental, Friday rehearsal for the Saturday wedding. So here I am, sleeping alone in an empty house across the street from Carol's parents' house. At around 4 a.m., a voice of authority awakens me. "Get up! Gather your things and leave." Now, this was a very powerful presence that you do not question. So I packed up my stuff and left. All I knew was that if I turned right at the end of the street, that was the way to Orlando. So I am walking down the road. It's hot, humid, pitch dark, bugs, and no traffic. After about an hour, I begin to think that if I turn around right now, I can get back, get a shower, get back to bed, and no one will be the wiser, because this is going to cause a lot of hate and discontent and be very embarrassing. Just then, the first car comes down the road and stops for me. There are some teenagers in the car, and they ask me where I'm going. I say, I'm going to the airport. They reply, great, we'll take you. And they drop me off at the United desk, and I go in and ask if there are any flights to Baltimore. Yes, and it leaves in 15 minutes. You can just make it. And I had $3 more than I needed. 2 weeks later, I went to Vietnam and landed in Da Nang. I was assigned to the 3rd Medical Battalion at Quang Tri. This was very good because I did not have to spend too much time in the field. Lots of corpsmen get killed in the field. This assignment was another intervention from the Lord, as he told me to take the first plane to Dong Ha. And that's where the assignments were made. And don't eat breakfast. So I ended up where he wanted me to be. After a while, the 3rd Marine Division was pulled out of Vietnam back to Okinawa, and the 3rd Medical Battalion was the last unit out. Okinawa was where the Lord oriented me to Asian girls. On the weekend, I hung out with an Okinawan electrician who worked on base. He wanted to learn English, and I wanted to learn about Okinawan culture. I met a lot of very nice people and felt so comfortable in that environment. When I returned home, I applied to Catonsville Community College for the nursing program. That started in September of 1971. During the preceding summer, I would often go to Loch Raven to hang out with my friends and go hiking. One time, I was skipping stones and feeling lonely. Girls didn't want to have anything to do with a guy just back from Vietnam. So I prayed to the Lord for an Asian girlfriend. And 1 month later, I met her. I saw Young in the college library. I knew immediately she was the one I was looking for. She was so cute and Presbyterian. I became her tutor for microbiology, English, and anatomy physiology. We have been together for over 40 years, and I am still her tutor. She is my Asian beauty, best friend, and gift from God. We are both together followers of Jesus Christ, and I give praise and honor and glory to God for all that he has done for us. Amen.